Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's podcast. And today's topic is something I like to call referral partners. So these are simply other trusted colleagues that you can refer business to instead of turning business away. So let me tell you what I mean. One of the things that I offered when I was a full-time VA was WordPress. I built WordPress websites, and clients would come to me and they want the full package. They want help with copywriting and they want help with graphics. Well, I don't do either one of those. I can write copy for myself, but I'm really not good at doing it for others, nor do I enjoy it. And I have a love-hate relationship with Photoshop, so graphic design isn't my forte either. So what I was ending up doing was in essence turning business away because I didn't do copywriting or I didn't do graphic design, and that's all part of WordPress or any kind of website design. You need all of those pieces. So what I decided to do was to form relationships with people that I could refer copywriting to or graphic design to. Basically, anything that I didn't do that my clients wanted, I wanted to find a way to refer those things to a trusted partner or trusted referral partner. And so that's basically what they are. It's someone that you know, like, and trust, and who does good work or great work that you feel confident in referring your clients to do whatever type of work, copywriting, you know, graphic design, funnel building, whatever it might be. And they really can help increase your bottom line because you're no longer turning away business. When you have a referral partner, you set up a partnership, for lack of a better word, to refer business to them, and you get paid for that. So say, for instance, that I have somebody comes to me who, again, wants a WordPress website and they need copywriting. I can refer them to Janet, who does awesome copywriting for, you know, a flat fee of $100, let's say. And when it comes to referring your clients to your referral partners, you should get some kind of kickback for that, whether it's a percentage of the amount of the invoice, so, you know, 10% of the invoice or 50% of the invoice, whatever that number is, or a flat fee. I chose to do a flat fee because it was just easier, less admin and overhead to try to figure out a percentage. So I set a kind of a flat rate for $100 for specific types of referrals, so copywriting or graphic design. And basically, it's a thank you from your referral partners for sending them business, because that's basically what you're doing. You are sending them business, and you want to make sure that you trust them and they do good work, because you are essentially referring your clients to them, and, you know, those referrals will come back to bite you in the butt if they don't do good work, right? So to recap, a referral partner is one or more partners that you know, like, and trust that do great work that you can refer clients to for either work you don't do or don't want to do. How does this help you? It can increase your bottom line because you're still making money. You're not turning away business. And you're also being a full service partner for your client. They don't have to go out and look for a copywriter or a graphic designer, for instance, because you know someone that you can refer them to. So how do you work with your referral partners? First thing is you have to find them. And you really should make a short list of the types of things either A, clients are asking you for that you don't do and that you have to turn away, or B, a short list of things you don't like to do anymore and you'd rather refer those out. Once you have an idea of the types of things that you want to refer to others, then you can start looking for referral partners. How do you look for a referral partner? I would start with asking anybody that you trust, a trusted colleague, to say, hey, Susan, do you know somebody who does, Infusionsoft? Well, yeah, I do. Or do you know somebody who knows how to write copy? Well, yes, I do. So reach out to people that you trust, whether they're a friend, a colleague, they're a student in a course that you're in. Maybe they're also a team member with a client that you work with. Ask clients. Other clients might have someone they can refer you to. So don't be afraid to ask for referrals or names of people that you could possibly form these trusted relationships with. And then I would really look at their work. If they do graphic design, they should have a portfolio. If they do copywriting, they should have some type of writing samples that you can look at. You want to get a sense of the quality of work that they produce, because remember, it's going to come back on you if you refer somebody who doesn't do quality work. Most people who are looking for work or looking for clients are going to be more than happy to form a relationship with you, knowing that down the line you will be referring or possibly could be referring work their way. So that's really how you find them. You really need to get a short list of what you're looking for. Then you need to start asking anybody you trust or any groups that you're in of people that you trust or know, as well as clients. You can certainly ask them as well. And then, you know, make an introduction and then ask for samples or a portfolio. But you also want to speak with them to make sure it's a good fit for both of you. And then once you've found somebody, what you want to do is put it in writing. You want to say that you guys are going to be referral partners and this is how much you're going to pay them, or they're going to pay you, excuse me, how much they're going to pay you for a referral. Again, it could be a percentage or it could be a flat fee. I would definitely put it in writing and get it signed as an agreement so there are no ruffled feathers down the line. Right? So referral partners, very simple thing, but it can add to your bottom line. It can add a couple $100 a month if you're constantly referring people. It could even add more than that. Really just depends on the type of work you do and the type of referral partners that you have. So I hope you found this helpful. I'd love to hear from you if you have referral partners or you have any ideas on how to direct anybody looking for referral partners. Please share your comments. Also, if you're new to my podcast, welcome. And for those of you that are been around a while, welcome to you too. But I invite you to subscribe. You can find me on all the popular podcasting platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and all of those wonderful places. All you need to do is search for the VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice podcast, and you'll be able to find it. I hope you subscribe. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.